Ronnie's was a spot near 52nd and 6th where musicians came for fried chicken and coffee after 1 p.m. We sat down in a booth and ordered coffee. Mary cracked a Benzedrine tube expertly, extracting the folded paper, and handed me 3 strips. Roll it up into a pill and wash it down with coffee. The paper gave off a sickening odor of menthol. Several people nearby sniffed and smiled. I nearly gagged on the wad of paper, but finally got it down. Mary selected some gone numbers and beat on the table with the expression of a masturbating idiot. I began talking very fast. My mouth was dry and my spit came out in round white balls. Spitting cotton, it's called. We were walking around Times Square. Mary wanted to locate someone with a piccolo, Victrola. I was full of expansive, benevolent feelings and suddenly wanted to call on people I hadn't seen in months or even years, people I did not like and who did not like me. We made a number of unsuccessful attempts to locate the ideal piccolo-owning host. Somewhere along the line, we picked up Peter and finally decided to go back to the Henry Street apartment where there was at least a radio. Peter and Mary and I spent the next 30 hours in the apartment. From time to time, we would make coffee and swallow more Benzedrine. Mary was describing the technique she used to get money from the Johns, who formed her principal source of revenue. Always build a John up. If he has any sort of body at all, say, "Oh, don't ever hurt me." A John is different from a sucker. When you're with a sucker, you're on the alert all the time. You give him nothing. A sucker is just to be taken. But a John is different. You give him what he pays for. When you're with him, you enjoy yourself, and you want him to enjoy himself, too. If you really want to bring a man down, light a cigarette in the middle of intercourse. Of course, I really don't like men at all, sexually. What I really dig is chicks. I get a kick out of taking a proud chick and breaking her spirit, making her see she's just an animal. A chick is never as beautiful after she's been broken. Say, this is sort of a fireside kick, she said, pointing to the radio, which was the only light in the room. Her face was contorted into an expression of monkey-like rage as she talked about men who accosted her on the street. Son of a bitch, she snarled. They can tell when a woman isn't looking for a pickup. I used to cruise around with brass knuckles on under my gloves, just waiting for one of those peasants to crack at me.